But this illusion, like every illusion, happens because our instincts have led us to focus on the wrong details. We focus on what we can see, individual skills. But individual skills are not what matters. What matters is the interaction. The business school students appear to be collaborating, but in fact they are engaged in a process psychologists call status management. They are figuring out where they fit into the larger picture. Who is in charge? Is it okay to criticize someone's idea? What are the rules here? Their interactions appear smooth, but their underlying behavior is riddled with inefficiency, hesitation, and subtle competition. Instead of focusing on the task, they are navigating their uncertainty about one another. They spend so much time managing status that they fail to grasp the essence of the problem. The marshmallow is relatively heavy, and the spaghetti is hard to secure. As a result, their first efforts often collapse, and they run out of time. The actions of the kindergartners appear disorganized on the surface, but when you view them as a single entity, their behavior is efficient and effective. They are not competing for status. They stand shoulder to shoulder and work energetically together. They move quickly, spotting problems and offering help. They experiment, take risks, and notice outcomes, which guides them toward effective solutions. The kindergartners succeed not because they are smarter, but because they work together in a smarter way. They are tapping into a simple and powerful method in which a group of ordinary people can create a performance far beyond the sum of their parts. This book is the story of how that method works. Group culture is one of the most powerful forces on the planet. We sense its presence inside successful businesses, championship teams, and thriving families, and we sense when it's absent or toxic. We can measure its impact on the bottom line. A strong culture increases net income 765% over 10 years, according to a Harvard study of more than 200 companies. Yet, the inner workings of culture remain mysterious. We all want strong culture in our organizations, communities, and families. We all know that it works. We just don't know quite how it works. The reason may be based in the way we think about culture. We tend to think about it as a group trait, like DNA. Strong, well-established cultures, like those of Google, Disney, and the Navy SEALs, feel so singular and distinctive that they seem fixed, somehow predestined. In this way of thinking, culture is a possession determined by fate. Some groups have the gift of strong culture, others don't. This book takes a different approach. I spent the last 4 years visiting and researching 8 of the world's most successful groups, including a special ops military unit, an inner-city school, a professional basketball team, a movie studio, a comedy troupe, a gang of jewel thieves, and others. I chose groups using the following qualifications. 1. They had performed in the top 1% of their domain for at least a decade, where applicable. 2. They had succeeded with a range of different personnel. 3. Their culture had been admired by knowledgeable people across their industry and beyond. To help guard against selection bias, I also looked at many cultures that weren't so successful. I found that their cultures are created by a specific set of skills. These skills, which tap into the power of our social brains to create interactions exactly like the ones used by the kindergartners building the spaghetti tower, form the structure of this book. Skill 1, Build Safety, explores how signals of connection generate bonds of belonging and identity. Skill 2, Share Vulnerability, explains how habits of mutual risk drive trusting cooperation. Skill 3, Establish Purpose, tells how narratives create shared goals and values. The 3 skills work together from the bottom up, first building group connection and then channeling it into action. Each part of the book is structured like a tour. We'll first explore how each skill works, and then we'll go into the field to spend time with groups and leaders who use these methods every day. Each part will end with a collection of concrete suggestions on applying these skills to your group.